And welcome to the Putting Your Retirement Interest First podcast with financial expert and number one Amazon best-selling author, Robert Cannon. Each episode features helpful insights, practical tips, and reliable strategies to help make your retirement as enjoyable as possible. For the next few minutes, enjoy listening as co-host Bethany Bilson talks with Robert Cannon about putting your retirement interests first.
Well, once again, I am joined by Robert Cannon. Robert is the author of Putting Your Retirement Interests First. It's a prioritized approach to protect your future and turn your dreams into a reality. Robert, thanks again for joining me.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So this year that we are recording this has been quite the year. It's 2020, which a lot of people will remember as the year of COVID-19, the year of quarantine, the year of lockdown. And it was something that I don't think anyone really saw coming, how drastic this pandemic would be and how much it would really impact people. I know for you, especially, you're close to New York City, so I'm sure you have felt it in extreme ways. And I know that, you know, as you deal with clients and talk about retirement and finances, you're not a mind reader. You don't know the future. And you definitely couldn't have predicted this pandemic. But how can people prepare for kind of the what ifs in life, things like COVID-19 that can take people off guard and impact them financially? What are some steps that people can take to prepare for something like this?
Very good point. It's interesting because I actually lived near the ground zero where it all started and ended up contracting COVID myself.
Wow.
And it caught me by surprise because, you know, I was in the hospital, you know, I recovered, but it caught me by surprise. So I also have a plan. So I have a plan in terms of insurance. I got a plan for my family that, you know, obviously we don't want to happen, but if I passed away, my family would be okay. Now, even though, you know, when you're in the hospital, you feel that way. You're like, oh, but I'm not ready to go yet.
Yeah.
So people need to understand that you may want it or you may not want it. You know, things happen. So you have to be prepared. Mm-hmm. And what we do, you know, we have a clear plan for you. It's sort of like a GPS. So, you know, if you were going to travel, let's say you were going to drive to New York. Mm-hmm. You know what, Robert, I'm going to come see you in New York. You have no idea, right, how to get here, but you're going to put it on your GPS. You can listen to the radio. You can listen to podcasts. You can do whatever. And you're going to get here to New York because you have a plan. You have that GPS. You have a clear plan, so you don't have to be concerned. Hmm. That's what you're doing with us. Now, COVID hit. You know, the market went down. The government basically shut down the economy, but because you have a plan, you're going to be okay. Mm-hmm. You're going to be okay. And the people who set that up with us now, they feel great because they're not concerned about what's going on in the market. Is the market up? Is the market down? You know, they're going to be okay. Mm-hmm. But the people who are scrambling and calling us and, oh, I'm going to retire. My money went down. I took money out the market. You know, I timed it incorrectly. They didn't have a plan. Hmm. And those are the ones that are concerned. So what we do, we sit down with you and come up with a plan where you don't have to worry about whatever it is. There's no way, like you said, it's impossible to predict. Hmm. You know, I don't care if it's presidential, pandemic, you know, whatever it is, taxes. We come up with a plan. It will shield you from those things.
Yeah.
And then you feel comfortable going forward.
So for you personally, you know, since you were very affected by this pandemic, did you feel kind of like a light bulb click on, even though you do this every day, what did it become that much more real to you of, oh, it's so important to have a plan because something like this can happen?
Yes. I'll say something or reveal something, which is ridiculous, but you know, you have a trust and you have to fund certain things.
Right.
So there was one thing in my trust I didn't fund, which you have to, and I'm sitting there thinking, oh my God, I'm the advisor who preaches this to the world and I need to fund it. You know, I've been putting this off for like 2-3 weeks and now this virus hit and I didn't fund it myself. And I'm like, I have to make sure that my kids are going to be okay. So yes, it was very surprising to me that you have to prepare for anything.
Right.
You know, obviously, you know, I live a healthy lifestyle. I'm, you know, super healthy. So I wasn't concerned. But that procrastination for 2 to 3 weeks, even me, I was able to realize that that was a mistake. So there's no procrastination. You can't procrastinate. You just have to do it.
Yeah. Well, and that brings up a great point that even if you're healthy and you're young and, you know, you take care of yourself, life can still happen. Things can still take you off guard, even if it's something like a medical bill just popping up that you didn't really expect. So there's lots of different things in life that just happen. And that's why it is so important to be prepared. I'm reminded, you mentioned the last time that we spoke that your dad was a police officer growing up. So he, I'm assuming, had a pension once he retired. And it can be a little tricky, even though pensions are kind of going out. Is it still kind of hard to plan a retirement around a pension or maybe around Social Security? What are some smart moves that someone could take if they are planning retirement around a pension?
You know, around a pension is a little bit easier than the people that are putting money in their 401ks and they're financing it themselves. Because with the pension, you realize, okay, at 67 or 68, I'm going to get, you know, $4,000. Social Security, I'm going to get another $2,500. It's a little bit easier to plan in terms of knowing approximately, you know, what you're going to have and how much you're going to need, right?
Right.
Without the pension, it's really difficult. And I think that's what really throws people for a curveball. So you have to be really careful on planning for your retirement. I've seen people, even with a pension, still make mistakes. So you have to figure out what your lifestyle is going to be in the future, right? And plan accordingly. And understand there's a thing that's called inflation. People think that, you know, it costs me a dollar for bread is always going to cost me a dollar for bread. No, price is going to go up. And when you're 80 years old, and right now you're 65, you have to account for that. And sometimes people just don't do that.
So if somebody decided to, you know, sit down with you, I'm assuming you're not doing it in person because, like we mentioned, we are in the middle of a pandemic. But if they wanted to have a Zoom call like this with you or something over the phone, what could they expect from that first appointment when they speak with you?
So I have a little bit different intake form than most people. You know, most people just look at your risk tolerance and, you know, they have this cookie cutter system. You're aggressive, you're conservative, you know, you're moderate, and we'll put you in a platform. We'll put you in an allocation that's best for you. My intake form is, you know, what's really important for you. I want to know you. I want to know your family. I want to understand your dynamic. I want to know what's really important for you. And we're going to align together, and I'm basically going to be your partner for life. So it's a little bit different process. It's very customized specifically for you. So I get to understand what's really important for you. So we will guide the process together. And, you know, it takes time, obviously, to know me. But that process, I think, is a million times better than the traditional advisor who just basically has you fill out a form and say, okay, here's our plan. And, you know, here's how we're going to invest a few million dollars. No, ours are totally geared towards you and your goals and your legacy. And it's just different process.
Well, and that's what's so important is that it is a plan that is customizable to each person because everybody's story and goals and dreams and hopes are all different. And so I think what you brought up is really important that you do get to know the person, not just the portfolio. You get to know them as a whole. And I think a great first step for somebody to get to know you a little bit is to pick up a copy of your book. You can do that on Amazon. It's available there. It's called Putting Your Retirement Interests First, A Prioritized Approach to Protect Your Future and Turn Your Dreams into a Reality. It's by Robert Cannon. Robert, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Putting Your Retirement Interests First podcast with financial expert and number one Amazon bestselling author, Robert Cannon. To request a copy of Robert's bestselling book or to have a conversation with him about your financial future, connect with Robert through his website, CannonWealthSolutions.com.